Every year in America, there are more than 100,000 new cases of tuberculosis.
When most Americans think about tuberculosis, they think of it as an old disease. This 1955 film from Encyclopedia Britannica demonstrates just how devastating TB was throughout the 20th century.
Of all infectious diseases, tuberculosis is still the greatest killer.
But Texas Biomed President and CEO Larry Schlesinger reminds us that tuberculosis is still around.
TB is still a major scourge in society. In fact, there are over 30 outbreaks of tuberculosis in the United States over the past several years. So it's in our country. It's not just over there, if you will. And Texas happens to have a high prevalence of tuberculosis.
For centuries, a TB diagnosis was often a death sentence. But since the 1940s, doctors have used antibiotics to treat the infection. Still, treatment takes months, and in treatment-resistant tuberculosis, the treatment can be as difficult as the disease, causing depression or psychosis, hearing loss, hepatitis, and kidney damage. Schlesinger says that's where new research out of Texas Biomed comes in. He's the senior investigator on a study that is testing the effectiveness of host-directed therapy.
Host-directed therapies are aimed at figuring out what in the immune system we can bolster to help our immune system fight the bacteria with the antibiotics. So combination of attacking the bug and attacking the immune system to enhance it.
Texas Biomed staff scientist Yusanda Arnett is the lead author of this study, which uses cancer medication to fight TB. And she says so far, the host-directed therapy is promising.
We have some exciting new data that shows that experimental cancer drugs can be used to reduce TB growth by 80% in the immune cells that tuberculosis resides in.
If this treatment makes good on its promise, it could cut treatment time for infected individuals from 6 months to just a month or two.
And because this actually boosts the host response to the bacteria and doesn't directly target the bacteria, it could also be used for drug-resistant tuberculosis.
The next step for researchers is to test these medications in tuberculosis-infected animals.
We have mobilized against tuberculosis all the resources of modern science.
Bonnie Petrie, Texas Public Radio News.